Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
So we didn't do a show yesterday because I had to go into Manhattan. We weren't having an argument. I'm just clarifying that there was no strife in the household yesterday, although I've been a bit, I was out of it when I got home because I've been, this is day 7 of the diet and I'm really struggling.
But there is no strife.
There is no strife. So, so I'm still down the same amount from the beginning of the week, although my clothes fit a little bit loose, so I guess I should chalk that up as a win.
That's very good. Definitely a win.
All right, well, it's just been frustrating, though, because I was expecting to like, be 6 pounds lighter by the end of the week, and that didn't happen.
It could still happen, you don't know.
It could still happen. Take off a few pounds in one day, right? It could happen.
I don't know. The way this diet has been working with me, it's like half a pound, half a pound, half a pound. I was like, I started it strong, and then I end of the week was a little bit tough.
Well, I think most people probably exercise. Right.
No, there are days even when they do the cleanse that they say that you should do light exercise. You shouldn't even do
all that part of the program.
Yeah, I'm doing for the whole thing, right? Whatever. Meanwhile, I have to tell you, there's an article online, and the girl was actually already on the Today Show that it shows her before and after. But her before was when she was super thin. And her after is when she's heavy, and she actually said she's happier being heavy, and like, it was all over. She wrote it on the Huffington Post, and it was all over, like, Facebook and the Today Show, and she talked about everything she did to stay thin and how it was so stressful, and it, you know, she wasn't happy doing it, and then, you know, she went through a series of tough things in her life, had a bunch of kids, got a divorce. Is a hospice nurse, all this stuff, and put on all this weight. And she said,
Oreos make me happy.
She said, food makes her happier. I understand that, you know.
That's great.
Well, are you going to say anything today? Or are you just going to, like, check in your email?
Sorry, I was in the middle of doing something. We brought out a little board game yesterday.
Yeah, I pretty much killed the game.
Our son... he's a real homebody. When I was asking him last night whether or not what he wanted to do, I was going to take him bowling, I was going to go shoot pool. I said, well, you want to stay home and play Monopoly? His eyes lit up. I mean, he's a cheap date.
He is. You know? He likes to stay home.
Like, he loved the idea that we just stayed home last night and decided that we were going to play Monopoly. And then we also ordered some Chinese food in. So I think the combination of two made him super psyched. But having Beth play Monopoly with us is not a great idea. She plays Monopoly with her son and doesn't play the way it should be played. She plays as the doting mother. It's like, oh, honey, you want me to give you Boardwalk because you already have Park Place? I'll basically give it to you for almost nothing? Sure, no problem. Oh my God! So basically, we were playing. Our son got Park Place, like I just said. He gets so excited every time he knows he's about to score one of the Park Place or Boardwalk. Beth ended up getting Boardwalk. As soon as he got it, our son was all over looking to make a trade, and kept pressuring her, and finally as usual, after enough pressure from the kids, she succumbed to it and made the worst trade possible. And at that point, the game just started spiraling out of control because the two of us kept owing him like $600-$700.
Well, the funny thing, he was like down to $6. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I got a plan.
Yeah, he has definitely taken my approach to playing the game of Monopoly, which is the way I grew up playing and still do.
It's aggressive.
It's a very aggressive play that any property you can get, whether it's Baltic or Mediterranean to Boardwalk, buy it all up and leave yourself with as little cash as you can. If you have the mortgage stuff, go ahead, buy it all up, and then just wait for the tide to turn. And that's what he does. He says, I know I don't have any money. I'm willing to just get down to crumbs if I need to, those dollar bills that everybody hates a monopoly. Right? When you get distributed your 500s, your 100s, your 50s, 20s, and then you see those singles, everybody just throws around the singles like they're like, oh, get this away from me, right?
But that's how he was left. Yes.
And then, well, you know it, because of that trade, where you gave him Boardwalk, he was getting $600-$700 top, and before you know it, you were starting to fall asleep on the couch. I don't think it was fatigue from the game. I think
it's like that movie Alive that we were watching the other day. I'm about to eat people.
Yeah, I think this chicken jerky that you're about to give Santana looks a little bit like what they were eating from Alive.
Gross.
If anybody's seen the movie Alive, I think it was back in 1995. I mean, Ethan Hawke was in it.
Yeah, the movie, but it was like based on a true story that was set in the 70s.
A Chilean soccer team. Yeah. Chilean or Argentinian? I forget. Either one.
I don't know. Their names are like Nando and, you know, whatever.
But their plane went down in the Andes Mountains?
Andes. The Andes.
Andes. Andes Mountains.
The Andes Mountains.
Andes, whatever. And the plane went down, and half the plane died, and the other half was there stuck in the frozen tundra of the mountains. And they were left without any food. And then it got to the turning point of the movie where they had to decide whether or not they were going to starve to death or eat the dead. And they decided to start eating the dead. That was the basic point in the movie. It's like when they became that panicked and got to that point, I can turn it over to you if you'd like.
No, I hear you.
Okay. Got to that point, and they decided to start eating bodies. So that's sort of what Beth just fed our dog just now. It was like a remains from some body.
Yeah. But now I have no more, and I gave you like 6 treats, so you really need to go back to your chair and look out the window, and we've fed you, we've done everything we possibly can for you. So Darren is gesturing at me. I will explain why I had to respond to an email. I have a client who's in India right now. India is like a bazillion hours ahead of us, okay? They're going to sleep in 10 minutes. I don't even know what time it is in India, okay?
No, they're not. Not based on the amount of money they're paying for them to do graphic design.
All right, well, that's the different people in India. Anyway, so this particular person just emailed me about something going on with my client, and it's happening on Monday, and I just needed to ask her a quick question because of the fact that I don't know when the day is over there. I guess I should check. Maybe I can Google what time it is in India.
When you hear like these long, awkward pauses between me and Beth, it's generally because one of us isn't paying attention.
Okay. Well, that was you at the beginning when you were checking your email.
Right.
Okay, so here you go. It's 6:32 p.m. right now in India, just so you know. Okay?
Right.
So it is the end of the day.
They still got a solid 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, okay. No. At 6, rest of work.
Oh, 6:32 p.m. They could easily be working until 9:30 at night.
On a Friday.
Do you think that they look at the Fridays and the whole in as being such a sacred night the same way we do? Like, do you think in India they go, it's Friday night. Everything stops.
I don't know, but I was like, what time is it in Mumbai right now?
That's interesting. I would love to know how other places in the world view the different days of the week. Whether or not it's very
I would have to think that Friday for everyone is, the weekend.
It's very similar. Like, they view the different days of the week same way we do. Like, you know, Monday obviously is the greatest day of the week. It's the start of the work week. Really nobody likes scheduling or doing anything or anything to do with Monday, right? It's like just get me out of bed and start the week. Tuesdays, they generally see a lot more things scheduled for kids, a lot more stuff going on a Tuesday during the week. I know, like, we schedule program stuff, there's a lot of stuff going on Tuesdays. It's like once you get past the initial getting back to work, getting back to school routine, and Wednesday's got its own name, right? Hump day, right? Everybody has that. Thursday's a great day.
Thursday
night, all the corporate companies and stuff like that. They usually go out for cocktails.
Yeah, that's what we do at my company.
Yeah.
We We do go out for coffee.
Thursday evenings, like in corporate America, is huge. Like everybody's going out, so people love Thursday nights, you know, for cocktail parties and whatnot, for wining and dining. Then Friday, that's when you get to truly wind down before the weekend, right? That's generally how people. And then Saturdays.
Well,
Sundays,
listen, I think the Europeans have it the best. They're the ones that they.
Wait, but before we go to the Europeans, so tell me what you think of people in India, how they view Monday.
I don't know how they view it, but I think that they think it's the weekend. Sure. I mean, I think that they, you know, I don't know when they go to the mosque. I don't know when they go, you know, I would think they go Sunday or whatever. But I think that Friday is, I mean, for all we know, they go Friday. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? All I know is that it is 6:32 p.m. and I had to ask a question. So that was all I had to do.
And that was it.
Right. And it's one of my best clients. So if I have to send a quick email.
Sweet.
It is. It's Isabella Rose Taylor. She's a 13-year-old fashion designer. We've been working with her for 2 years now. She's actually speaking at TEDx New Delhi right now.
Normally, you wouldn't say names of kids out there.
But I can.
But you can because she's got her name out there all over the place. Herself anyway. So.
Right. So she's a, we actually met her when she was 11. And, we have gotten her a lot of media coverage, and she had her line at Nordstrom's in the fall. She's going to have another one in spring, and she's speaking at TEDx New Delhi, and our fingers are crossed, and we're waiting to hear if she may have a TV show in the works, too.
In New Delhi?
Yeah, in New Delhi. Yeah. It's going to be like $1 million arm, but for the fashion industry.
Going in reverse.
Right, it's not $1 million arm. I don't know what we would call it. I don't know.
$60 skirt?
No.
No, something like that.
Fashion in Mumbai. I don't know.
Pretty
cool. Isabella in India? I don't know.
Izzy in India?
Yeah, no, it's not Izzy. No, her. She goes by Bella. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Isabella, she never goes by Izzy.
She goes by Bella. Yeah.
Does she like being called Bella?
I think so. That's what her parents call her. So I don't know. I have to ask her. But she's super nice, and she's an artist and a fashion designer, and I'm just so impressed with everything she's accomplished. And like I said, we've been working with her for 2 years now, and really, really like her and her parents. And so anyway, so there she's speaking at TEDx New Delhi.
Speaking of like fashion design, we're very excited, right? Because our daughter ended up getting an email from
Rhode Island School of Design. Yes, it was, we've been getting lots of different emails. We mentioned it recently.
By the way, all these emails, but good, bad, and different, they don't really mean anything. It's not like
they don't mean they're accepting you into the program.
It doesn't mean that, right, exactly.
But it is nice. And I do think that a lot of times when a kid goes and visits a school that they are passionate about or excited to go to, it does make a difference that, you know, rather than just sending in an application and hoping that they select you, because if you're nameless, faceless, whatever, it's a different story than, okay, fine, she checked the box and said she was interested in art, but she's also in an art program, and she takes classes at FIT, and she is committed to it. So,
just by checking a box?
She checked a box, she took the PSAT. Her friend got contacted by Tulane, so that was kind of cool. There are some, like, good schools that are contacting these kids.
The lesson in life is very careful with boxes you check, right?
I guess, yeah.
Who knows the type of stuff you'll be start getting in the mail, email. Oh, my God, I never realized I checked that one off. Oh, boy. That's embarrassing.
Right. So she's been getting the other funny one was that today, the funniest is that we got an email from St. John's University, and that campus is directly across from where Darren's mom lives. So
well,
I said,
not,
oh, look,
it's
she
not
could be an off-campus.
Right. Used to live from where we used to live.
Oh, where you used to live.
Right, yeah. Well,
oh, yeah, that's right, because the park
is. Yeah, she lives down by Fresh Meadows now. But I grew up for a large, you know, number of years behind St. John's University. Mm-hmm. Somehow, that has managed to replace my places of growing up, St. John's, Fresh Meadows.
All right.
And that's all one of the same to her. But, St. John's would be a...
Yeah, my friend's son's going to St. John's, and she went to Met. It's Audrey. She went
St.
to John's medical
have a design school.
No, I don't know. Wow. That was just a random. Maybe they do. I don't know. But she also got she also got contacted by the new school in Parsons and Pratt. It keeps getting in touch with us. You know, a lot of New York schools have been reaching out.
She does not want anything to do
with a New York school. Well, that's kind of, I was the same way.
Nothing to do with it. She has intimated that she wants to get as far away from home as possible on many occasions, which I, in some ways, understand, but other ways, really bums me out. But we will come to that point or cross that bridge soon enough. More likely, we'll start looking in earnest next year. Right now, it's just the recording phase, right?
Yeah.
It's a great school. This is so fantastic. Isn't that nice?
Some people start visiting schools in the summer, like this summer. She's
home from, she's not going to get the summer.
Yeah, I mean, we could technically check out Rhode Island School of Design this summer if we go to Rhode Island. I mean, it's
a nice little trip.
Exactly. I mean, you blink and you're past the state anyway. It's not that far.
Every time I hear Rhode Island School of Design, RISD, I think of the movie Wedding Crashers. I love that movie.
But why, what was that one?
There's always the scene where the brother Todd,
yeah,
he got accepted, or goes to Rhode Island School of Design, almost thinks, oh, Todd, that's great. Rhode Island School of Design, yeah, RISD. He says it like that. He's like, oh, RISD. And then that's where the whole scene between grandmother referring to Todd as homosexual. Todd gets up on the table and says, I'm going to go to my room and paint homosexual thing.
Oh, my God. It's happening again.
This is the third time within the day. Right now, our cash just ran across the table, up onto our china closet, ran right across it,
and just
destroyed something that Becca made from when she was, what, third grade? Is that what that's from?
That is from camp, seventh grade.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, you guys, don't throw it out. She's ruined.
Glue,
yeah, she'll do that. Don't throw it out. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with our animals. There's definitely some tension between the cats. It's not from our dog. I think Hazel and Jasper are having some real issues with each other because it's happening more and more that Jasper, our cat, and Tana are hanging out side by side all the time.
Yeah, they hang out.
And now, if you notice, where's Jasper coming in the morning?
To our bed.
Jasper's coming in the morning, saying hello to me and Beth, and saying hello to Santana, our dog, and like one big happy family, with the four of us hanging out in the bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Jasper doesn't sleep with us. He used to, right?
Yep.
Santana's the one who sleeps with us, but now Jasper sort of strolls in and says, I can deal with this. I can take that.
Yeah, but yesterday, Hazel, our other cat, literally jumped from the banister to the first floor and then landed on a lamp. And just everything just was going crazy. I couldn't believe that she didn't break any limbs.
She's always just hanging out and balancing herself on
the high wire act.
She's, I don't know, probably 7-8 feet off the couch when she does that.
Yeah. She's pretty, I don't know.
Maybe I'll practice doing that, just standing on the bed.
Yeah, sure, and then land on the, yeah, exactly, and then you'll break your back when you fall to the first floor. That's not a good idea. Don't try this at home. Don't try these cat poses and,
yeah, don't do this at home.
Right, so.
But in a little bit, we unfortunately have to do something where we have to take our car in.
Service, because the engine light is on. That's what we talked about earlier in the week, and they actually told me, they said, oh, yeah, we're going to be replacing your fuel pump because there's been a recall on your car. And I had mentioned that to Darren last year when we were having problems with them, and they were claiming that I had put bad gas in our car. They were making all these crazy claims against us, and now it turns out that they're saying that there's a recall of fuel pump.
Well, they said there's like a fuel pump and a fuel injector, two different things.
I don't know.
I think there was something wrong with our fuel injector. Our fault. Bad gas. Now they're saying that fuel pump. Either way, the car is crap.
Well, either way, it's been very frustrating. And yeah. Our lease is up in December, so we're going to have to get another car.
I've said this before. We have a Volkswagen Tiguan that we used to love, that we renewed a lease for the updated 2012 model, and it's been the worst decision we've made with a car in a very long time. Right?
Yep.
I I have nothing kind to say about the car. Hopefully I'll have something kind to say about the service. We'll go there later on, but I have a very short view.
Well, I hope we get our car back so we can drive it later, because otherwise we'll be driving your car the rest of the weekend.
How are we going to handle it, by the way? Are you going to drive my car, or are you going to drive the T1 and follow me? Which way are we going to do that?
I guess I'll drive the T1 and follow you.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess so.
And then you'll hop back in the car with me, or are you going to take a cab back?
No, I'm going to hop back in the car with you, and then you'll drop me off at the office.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good plan.
Yes. So that's our plan for the day.
And then we got plans tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
You scored
big time. Yeah, we're going to be going to the car.
Well, actually, tonight we're going out with our friends, Alan and Lee.
Yes.
We're trying out a new restaurant. Which is the restaurant?
Lenenzio in Ardsley. That was recommended by my friend Katie, who has the site Intoxicate in Westchester. So and she's actually doing a brunch at Lenzio on Sunday. And then tomorrow, the Carlton Hotel, we're going to be staying there complimentary overnight, and they've gotten us tickets to Honeymoon in Vegas, because they have a whole Honeymoon in Vegas package at the hotel, and they wanted us to share that.
Anybody famous in that? Anybody famous?
Yeah, Tony Danza's in it.
Really?
I
like Tony Danza.
Good, so we're going to go see
Tony Danza, who's the boss?
Right, we're going to go see a show with Tony Danza tomorrow night. You and me.
How many years was Who's the Boss? Tony Danza, Judith Light, and Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
Eight
to 10 years or something like that? I don't know.
No. You on that long?
I don't know. Felt like it. I don't know.
Do we have a place that was picked out for dinner for tomorrow night?
No, I haven't selected a place for dinner yet.
Now, that would be the trifecta.
Oh, if somebody paid for our dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. That I don't know.
If you want to help complete the Feldman trifecta for tomorrow, okay, just let us know. We got a freebie for a hotel.
Right.
We got a freebie for our entertainment for the evening. And if we can score a freebie for our meal,
that would be
tonight,
amazing.
That'd be great. And don't worry, we'll take care of the drinks ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. No. I have a feeling we're on our own with dinner, but that's okay. I mean, it's a nice, it's going to be a nice experience in the city. It's a little cold. But we'll bundle up and we'll enjoy it. It'll be good. And we're leaving our kids for the first time.
No.
Oh, now we're not, because Grandma's coming.
Yeah, so, they tried to do that, but that was not going to happen. What is it, babe? I know. You're tired, and you wish you could be outside. I get it. Well, on that note, we're going to have to get going. I got to get her outside, and we're going to get our car over to the station.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.